It's always a delight to visit with the Energizer Bunnies of the acoustic music world, as I decided to refer to. The Hard Road Trio's two of the three members, Steve Smith and Chris Sanders, and Ann Luna, couldn't make it today, but welcome to the two of you, Steve and Chris. Always just
Howdy.
A delight to see you.
It's great to be here. Great
Thanks
to see you,
too, Monica.
Wow, where did you just screech in from?
I just got back in from over in East Tennessee. I was teaching a music camp over there called Camp Kaufman, which was a really big camp. It was like around 500 students.
Wow.
And lots of a plethora of great teachers. Missy Raines was there, Radim Zinkel. You know, just the list goes on and on and on. And it was my first time teaching that camp. It was a great experience. And it was in the Smoky Mountains, which was 80s in the day.
You know,
thunderstorms
there's no need
in the
to
afternoons.
Go, oh, come on. Have a heart.
Yeah,
we're in the land
humidity.
Of sticky asphalt right now. So,
yeah.
Chris, where did you come from? Someplace?
You know what? This has been a month for me to reconnect with my friends from college and my friends that I've been close to over the years. And so sometimes as a writer and as a musician, it's good to charge up the batteries by connecting with my roots. And my folks are up in South Dakota, so I was up visiting them too.
With nice weather also.
Good enough. I saw more rain in one day than I've seen in 2 years. So
yeah, I remember
and
what
you
that
had a
looks
son
like.
Graduate from college?
I had a
you
son
did?
Graduated, yes, from UNM. And so, yeah, it's been time for family, which is something that sometimes
yeah.
gets put on the side a little bit when you're traveling.
Well,
when
you know
we
they'll
travel.
Still love you when you manage to reconnect. So
absolutely. You know, and yeah. I have a great family. So anyway, that's been my life lately. And I'm really excited about all the things that are coming up in July and August for the Hard Road Trio.
Oh, you do have some wonderful things coming up on Saturday, July the 19th. That's a couple of weeks out. It's an annual event that I think the whole area looks forward to. You want to give me the details?
Right. We'll have the Hard Road Trio along with special guest Tim May and Nate Lee from Nashville on guitar and fiddle, respectively, playing a concert at the Rio Grande Theater as our annual fundraiser benefit for KRWG Radio and TV. We'll also have special guest Kitty Starr and the Whereabouts, which this will be one of their rare, maybe their first New Mexico appearance. And,
really?
And so it's going to be pretty exciting. It'll be quite a dynamic event.
Now, where are they from, Kitty Starr and the Whereabouts?
Well, they're from Whereabouts.
It's
some
been
from
a mystery.
Philadelphia,
oh, really?
New York, D.C.
Yeah.
Sounds like one of those Kitty Starr and whoever can make the gig.
Well, no, they're tight. They're tight.
Yeah.
They made a record together in the recent past. And,
hey, when people are really good, you can do business that way.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. I know that the tickets will be available at the door. Folks can get them in advance. Whereabouts?
Well, you can pick them up in Las Cruces at Better Life Pet Foods at 365 Avenida de Mesilla in Las Cruces. Also at the KRWG offices and by phone, if I can read that out.
Sure.
575-646-2222. That's 646-2222.
And I bet if folks go to hardroadtrio.com, they would be able to find their way around there. And
absolutely.
And, sure can.
And those of you who have been following the band, you will find after the 4th or 5th, when you visit hardroadtrio.com, we're launching a new website.
Oh, my.
And so
right.
A new look, more information. It's really exciting. It's like moving into a new house or something.
It is.
To have a new website.
Yeah.
So come visit us after, again, we're going live here in the early part of July. I would say probably after the 4th, it'd be safe to come visit us in our new place.
Ooh, excellent. I'll have to check that out. For folks who are not familiar with the trio, how long have you been together as a trio?
The trio has been playing together a little better than 4 years now.
Okay.
In our only trio configuration, I might say, as well as our current configuration, our first trio. And Chris and I just this week celebrated our 10th year of playing music together.
Wow. And how did you meet?
Well, you know, I look back at the first time I heard Steve play was on the Downtown Mall with Jane Horton.
Oh,
and,
yes, I remember
playing
Jane
as a duo.
Well.
And it was right after I first moved to town. I thought, well, I can live in this place because there's music like that right here.
Yeah, yes.
And as we kept bumping into each other in different music situations in the studio, at Thanksgiving dinners, I was really surprised when I got a call from Steve asking me to sing backups for his Steve Smith Hard Road inauguration. He was a brand new CD for him 10 years ago. Great CD, by the way.
I'm sure. Yes,
just
they are all
Steve
great.
Steve Smith Hard Road. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's when I kind of made that transition from being a classical/jazz singer to being acoustic music.
Well, I'm sure glad you did.
It's been great.
I'm glad you hijacked her career because, some of my favorite cuts anywhere are off of your CDs, which, by the way, how many do you have out now?
Me or the – I've got – I'm carrying – including projects with Chris, I think I have seven. Seven, eight. And then we're about to have another one out soon that's going to be out. We're still tweaking the tracks.
Okay.
And then I'll also have another one out with Tim May as well. And so that'll make it in the nine range.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I think I've been on around 35.
Dang.
Other, more, other CDs and records, to LPs, too. I go back that far.
Well, and what's wonderful is that soon you can go to – HardRoadTrio.com, and you'll be able to purchase all of the projects that Steve has done in our trio project, our Hard Road Band projects. It's a wonderful way to reach out to the public when you can have everything just sitting there. The CD shelf is open and right in front of
your
eyes.
Yeah, I love it when I hear someone I like and I go to a website and I'm able to get a package deal and just buy the whole ball of wax and really follow their evolution musically. It's also really exciting, and I've had more than one person tell me this, but one story in particular, a friend of mine up at some little cafe in a particularly cool area of Seattle is listening to this great music and suddenly starts realizing, I know this music, and goes up, and there, sure enough, right there by the cash register, there's Steve Smith's CDs for sales.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, we love Steve Smith. Yes, he comes here and plays. And
that's a good thing.
Well, there you go. So in addition to Saturday, July the 19th, the fundraiser at, by the way, the gorgeous Rio Grande Theater, that's part of the experience for that particular fundraiser every year. You have your outdoor gig August 10th. That'll be a Sunday at 7 p.m. And that's part of the Las Cruces Music in the Park series. So you'll be performing out there.
That's right. And that'll be a 7 p.m. show.
Yes.
And it's at Young Park off of Walnut.
Yeah,
it's
a lovely setting. It's the equivalent of our Music Under the Stars.
Yes, there. And sharing the stage with us that evening from Albuquerque, Swing Soleil.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. So it should be just great fun. And hopefully, it's usually we have a backdrop of lightning and big thunderclouds.
Oh, we can pray for that.
We'll just have, let's just say it'll be cool. Let's have a cool night in August.
Yeah, we'll start visualizing it now, see if we stand a chance.
I think I played a night out there. I played many years ago there with Eliza Gilkison, and I backed her up, and the temperature got down into the 50s that night. Everyone's like this, and she had a shawl on.
You never know. You never know. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's a tough call whether to play shivering or running an IV while you're trying to perform.
Hydration.
You know, Gatorade IV.
Hydration.
But wait, there's more. The Saturday and Sunday, October 18th and 19th, at the Black Range Lodge in Kingston, New Mexico. What you have going on there?
That is the first ever Desert Night Acoustic Music Camp. And the Hard Road Trio is on faculty and will be joined by Tom Adler and also Ezra Busman, who's from just down the road, Ezra Busman. And it's our chance to contribute to the world of, acoustic music camps, something that is unique New Mexico, and something that's unique in what we treasure in doing music. And we're just really excited about sharing this with other musicians of different abilities, but just people who would like to get away with other musicians, make good music, and try some new ideas. That's basically what our camp is going to be about.
And it needs to be an overnighter, or can people make a one-day deal out of it, in and out? What are the options?
You know, I think the option, you can take the option to not stay at the Black Range Lodge, but we'll be promoting it as a two-day event.
Excellent.
And
okay.
So people
yeah, it'll be fun. You've been to the Black Range Lodge.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
Place is
the
worth
food's
visiting,
gonna be excellent,
staying.
And Catherine Weineck has got the whole thing set up so nice. It's going to be a really exciting event. And we're hoping this camp will be a little different. You know, I just got back from a camp, although this Kaufman camp, for example, has traditionally been like they have an old-time week, then they have like a bluegrass week. Mm-hmm. However, this time I just played, it was much more of an international-type thing because of all the players they had. But this camp's going to lean a little bit more towards Americana roots and less towards a bluegrass-type thing. And we're going to have some pretty cool emphasis on things that we'll be teaching. It should be a blast.
Have you found that in your time as music professionals, you've seen it harder to distinguish or differentiate between various styles, or are there still certain characteristics that make it perfectly clear whether you're playing roots or blues or
My answer to your question is yes to both, which is probably is confusing. But
what the heck did I ask?
I think there are definitely people who adhere to a style and say what we are doing right now, whether they say what we're doing currently or what we're doing right now is going to be this.
Okay,
and then you have these sort of conglomerations of styles that make up things. I think that the Hardware Trio is a classic example of that. We come from so many different backgrounds. And as a group, I think one of the things that makes us interesting and successful is that when we perform, we have this conversation today. We perform, we have so many different grooves. Mm-hmm. We can give you so many different looks. But to us, that excites us. And to our audience, that excites them too, because they're not going like, okay, little girl of mine in Tennessee again. You know.
I figure it. I want to hear from both of you about the exercise of adhering to the kind of the purity of representing a style versus that the excitement of romping off into something that is wired a little differently.
You know, I think that oftentimes people just like what someone does. I mean, yes, we know Bonnie Raitt has her roots in blues. And yes, we know that Emmylou Harris has her roots in country and things. But by the time you get different songwriters and different instrumentation, the line becomes very blurry to me. Mm-hmm. And I think, as we're talking about it, here's another band in El Paso, Las Cruces, Dusty Low. They're a band that we're going to share a stage with at NMSU on August 28th at the Music Center Recital Hall, now known as Atkinson Center. There's another band. It's so much comes out of, too, just if you write original music now, there's so much that goes into that blend, into that recipe, all those unique things that you bring. It's almost like people have that unique thing and then have to go and see if they can press it into a style. There are structures. You know, blues has a structure. Old-time music has a structure. In a lot of ways, bluegrass music, there you can say it's structure-oriented. But when you say Americana, you say roots, neither of those are structure-oriented. So those are why I find them very confusing.
See, I don't know enough to know exactly what's going on, but I do recognize a point of departure in a piece of music where something has happened that is particularly exciting. And I know your music offers this, if not within a specific piece, certainly within your albums, within your collections and your performances. My guests today, Steve Smith and Chris Sanders, two-thirds of the Hard Road Trio. And Luna is at her home in Fort Sumner or en route there. And we're looking forward to their performances on Saturday, July 19th. That'll be at the Rio Grande Theater in Las Cruces, a KRWG fundraiser. And Saturday, August 10th at Las Cruces Music in the Park.
Sunday.
August 10th. And both of those, you can check out all the details at hardroadtrio.com. Thank you both for coming in. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Monica.